President Joe Biden has announced about $40 million is coming to Wisconsin for an updating of nearly 3 miles of 6th Street on the city's north and south sides. Also, there will be what the White House calls a reimagining of the National Ave interchange with I-94 and 43, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
If you're over a certain age of, let's say, about 65 or 70, you may have vivid memories of what life was like in Milwaukee before there were expressways. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore remembers before houses were torn down to build what became I-43 and what was going to be the Park West Freeway.
You know, I'm old enough to have gone to church on 5th and Galena and be able to walk there from my house on 11th and Highland. Can't do that now because of the Park West Freeway and the destruction of our community and our sense of our community and being together.
Rayetta, or Ray, Hill of Historic King Drive Business Improvement District Number 8 says it wasn't just the building of freeways that led to as many as 17,000 houses being removed and many small businesses. Major streets like North 6th and Walnut got bigger. Hill says that meant the end of her grandfather's restaurant at 619 West Walnut.
Because of racially charged urban renewal policies in the 1960s aimed at suppressing this community, his restaurant was demolished when 6th Street was widened.
Hill says her grandfather had to rebuild his business several blocks away, guided, she says, by his tenacity. Tenacity plus having to sell their home to finance the new business, which led to stress that sent Hill's grandmother to the hospital for an extended period of time. Yesterday at Hillside Boys and Girls Club, Hill introduced a man who says he wants to change the history of disconnected neighborhoods, President Joe Biden. Biden says it wasn't just Milwaukee where a lot of people and businesses had to move.
I come from a city, Wilmington, Delaware, where if the same thing happened, we're in a situation where I-95 is 4 lanes going through a community that was all African-American, and it just split it. And it's now about 50, 60, maybe 70 yards wide.
Biden says the interstate highway system did provide another way to connect the U.S. coast to coast and transformed the way people traveled. While Milwaukee tore down the Park East Freeway and is looking at other removal projects, Biden announced the first round of funding for a different program that will redo 132 streets, bridges, and other transportation corridors in 42 states. The president says,
and in the process, delivering environmental justice by reconnecting disadvantaged communities and neighborhoods, new opportunities for future prosperity and many possibilities.
The nationwide price tag, $3.3 billion. $36 million will come to Milwaukee to transform 6th Street from North Avenue to National Avenue into what's called a complete street, with dedicated infrastructure for walking, biking, and transit, as well as tree canopy and more ways to keep rain and snow runoff out of the sewer system. Much of North 6th is in the district of Milwaukee Alderperson Malele Coggs.
The hope is it will help every citizen that goes up and down 6th Street get around a little bit easier. Plus, it'll help with the connectivity from north to south.
Besides the work on South 6th, the south side will also see $2 million worth of changes with the National Avenue interchange on 9443 near Walker Square Park. Federal and state officials say they want to hear community concerns, do technical analysis, and create a collective vision. The South Side projects already have an early thumbs up from Daryl Maureen of the group Forward Latino.
I keep coming back to economic development, which is really a key thing because a lot of those areas are economically disadvantaged. So we're really glad that the president's making this investment.
The third project Biden announced is $1 million for an overpass over the Beltline Highway in Madison. The Wisconsin Republican Party says the president should have instead offered Wisconsin working families an apology for his economic policies. Polls say Biden is in a close re-election fight here with likely Republican nominee Donald Trump. So while in Milwaukee, Biden also held a fundraiser and opened a downtown campaign office. A media pool report says Biden recorded interviews with two black radio stations or networks, and that several dozen pro-Palestinian protesters chanted outside the campaign headquarters. Biden was also slated to stay overnight at the Pfister Hotel before flying to Michigan later this morning. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.